This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Micah chapters 6 and 7, Leroy explains why a robot would not have an effective prayer life. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Do you think God would answer the prayers of a talking robot? Let's say you programmed a robot to pray without ceasing. You put in thousands of prayers that were scripturally sound and were offered in Jesus' name, and you pressed the button, and the robot began to pray without ceasing, day after day. Would God hear and answer the prayers of this robot? Everyone I've asked that question says no. Prayer is more than words. In Micah chapter 6, verse 6 through verse 8, the prophet asked this penetrating question about prayer. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah is convinced that true prayer is more than just words. It is tied to an attitude of faith, obedience, and humility. The Bible is clear that God pays as much attention to the life of the one who is praying as He does to the words of the prayer itself. And while Micah shows us that our prayers must be accompanied by a God-honoring life, he urges us to persevere in prayer as well. Micah chapter 7, verse 7 reads, "But as for me, I will watch for the Lord. I will wait and hope for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." One evening, I was in a prayer meeting in a church in Council Bluffs, Iowa. When the prayer requests were offered, I asked prayer for my father, who had never darkened the door of a church. After the meeting, two men asked if they could visit my dad and share the gospel with him. Sure. On their first visit, my dad threw them out of the house. But a few weeks later, they decided to try again. When my dad saw them at the door, he invited them in, went over to the sofa, knelt down, and wept his way to the foot of the cross. I had prayed for him every day for 7.5 years. 6 weeks later, he died. Christian, God is not reluctant to answer our prayers. He simply asks that we walk humbly with Him, pray without ceasing, and never lose heart. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy challenges the modern philosophy that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission from God. I hope you'll join us on Daily Discipleship.